Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Luka Starcevic. He has operated on many sides of business and sales, but he specializes in something different. He helps founders get to the root of what they need to be successful with what he calls mental jujitsu, structural identity work. Today, he is founder of Champion of Today. Luka, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Thomas. Nice to meet you in this recorded environment.
That's right. Nice to, Luka and I have talked to each other, had a lot of great conversations. And today we're going to learn about the mental jiu-jitsu. So let's start off with that background I gave. Is there anything else you'd like the audience to know about you and your background?
Regarding that one, for sure, I started first with martial arts as a kid. And it was like at like this September, 6th of September, it was going to be 19 years from the same start. And on that date is my European Championship, that trials, like qualifiers for the Olympics of our sport. So it's amazing, like a sign or a symbol for that anniversary, let's say that way. Together with that martial arts journey, which was for me mostly meeting myself at the deepest possible layers, it all was followed with that personal uncovering. I don't like to say personal development because we are already amazing the way we are, but we are becoming covered with a lot of to be, let's say, open baggage, which we carry throughout our lives. So that is all the story about mental jujitsu, getting us back to the to our roots. And it was pretty similar to me because jujitsu, like a gentle way, like a gentle art of combat, and it was the way of proceeding things in that sport and martial arts. It was pretty similar to ways of resolving stuff, mental stuff within us. So those are mental and Brazilian ones. So those two stuff beside family, I'm focused on currently in my life.
Now, not so that background with you being well steeped in a martial art and the self-development and kind of like you pointed out there, that it's not just the perspective isn't just a self-growth perspective. It's tapping into something that you already have, which is good to be used. Now, you're using this to help people. Not all jiu-jitsu experts could help people, I presume, in the way that you are. So what positions you uniquely for that?
So the main topic here is about like martial arts and sports itself, especially combat sports, is more like just a place for testing stuff. And because it requires for me to be fully present here and now and as the best performance state that's behind all the noise in the head, behind all thoughts, emotions, fears, uncertainties, whatever. And that was the perfect playground. And in order to get to that state and to create that as a default state for any kind of performance, I was researching a lot and I was not satisfied with some stuff. It shall pass with time or anything like that. I was more looking for the deepest possible answers. And for those answers are mostly connected to the same roots with all of us. All of us have some needs, had some wishes, had some psychological structures and patterns we are having in our lives. And that is almost everything, almost all of that is created from our childhood. And we are like living in our lives without even being aware of that like network we created within, and we perceive that as a default state. And there are many stories of people who are on the paper totally different, but are having too many similar stuff going on. They're all successful. They're all amazing performers having success in their relationships, etc. But it can be pretty fascinating how roots are the same for the totally different people. And that was my occupation during life, that pattern recognition, and in a mental way. And when we can do that in our internal world, it is also just expressed through our external. More or less, that is our approach of doing.
Yeah, so in terms of the folks that you're using these insights to help, are they mostly jiu-jitsu athletes? Are they business people and founders? Who is it that you focus on?
Okay, so at this point, they're mostly like business people and founders. Definitely, I can, from the personal point of view, contribute a lot to those sport people for sure. But definitely, because of also business background, I'm clearly close to those people having that are building something, because building people are having some trait which is extremely important for personal work. And meeting self, which is that kind of self-responsibility and ownership in their lives. And that's the first and necessary point on this path. And regarding all the methods or the techniques or all the stuff that are going on here, it's a main place of me just being some kind of neutral facilitator, because I'm not interested in that content, what is happening to those people. It's not important, are you, I don't know, an immigrant, or your parents divorced, or you had some financial issues in childhood, or you had a divorce, couple of bankruptcies, or whatever. It's not totally important to me. That is just some content, some things that happen to you. And the most important is your state, and all is connected to you being in the best possible position through support provided to come to your subconscious and to get the answers you are needing from yourself. And in the end, you are getting those answers from your infinite intelligence and your intuition and your resources, which are not maybe attainable at every moment of your life. And what I totally adore to have with the clients is a state when and the stage when they're able to become totally self-sufficient, working with themselves on any kind of state. Because my mission is, in the end, to for any human being to be able to face anything in the internal world, from any thought, any emotion, any memory, anything, any imagination, anything within their internal, without any, let's say, without that being an obstacle in their life, rather than that their internal world become their best place to be. And from that start, anything external is just something we cannot fully control, that's for sure. But we are having a best possible default state, and that usually reflects outside.
Yeah, I really love this humanistic perspective that you bring to the table. And to make sure that we can think through like an example, do you have any examples or a story, and you could be as specific or vague as you like, of a founder who uses these methods that you are assisting them with and how that turned out for them?
Okay, I would definitely, I would tell you, because there are a typical stuff going on here. We could mention a few topics which are pretty often in this kind of work. One of that is, for example, you're having people. I faced that a lot of times. You're having people who are already having some successful business. They're respected in society. They're having, on paper, amazing life. They're pretty established, but they're starting to feel unfulfilled with that. And their ambitions and their desires and their energy is starting to be stuck. They're wishing to do something else, to aim for something bigger, but they're too much attached to that kind of attached to detached parts of themselves, because they're emotionally locked and they're feeling that like they're not able to feel, for example, real sadness. Usually the topic with them is a real sadness, because behind the anger, when not being satisfied with the circumstances, etc. And usually those type of clients are men who are not so connected in their family life, who are not having a problem to express their vulnerability and to really let go and feel that parts of themselves who are totally fragile. And that creates a lot of fear, and they're pressed with that grief to have some current maybe loss in order to gain something bigger. That's one type of people. Another type is, for example, people who are having a problem, who are usually amazing at sales, at creating contacts, at innovating, jumping from ideas to idea, from idea to idea, and they're moving forward, but always there is something more interesting, and commitment is the biggest problem for them. And it is usually connected to closeness. And me, myself, I had a big problem with that throughout my life because of family picture, having older parents, and I was already always preparing for loss. And one important thing, everything I'm doing with clients, I have already worked with myself from many different domains. And all the framework is tested through me and many people in some, let's say, not say safe, but closed environment before working with any other. And in that domain, that closeness is definitely needed for people to be committed to their work. When I have met my current wife, I had extreme fear of closeness. And that was a battle I was battling with myself for the almost a 3 years, until I finally have resolved all those roots within. And it was pretty tricky. And from that moment, people are saying, oh, how it's connected your personal life with business, etc. But when you are connected to the stuff like that, and when you're having infinite source of energy from your relationship and from the loved ones, and when you're aligned with those parts, your commitment to your long-term vision is totally infinite. Because I'm at this moment, like this day I'm having today, I could live in this way for next 40 years, train myself in sport, train others in sport, develop others and develop myself, and also have amazing time with people I love. And that is the standard I'm living now, and I could live for the next 40 years. And that place of commitment is amazing. And I would maybe mention one more, which is a bit connected to this. A lot of high performers I work with, they're like, everything is going well, and on paper, their processes and procedures are amazing. They're operating, having success, but they're usually forcing things. And that's a dilemma. And usually in, for example, 90% of first conversations and sessions we have, we come back to some experiences in their mind who are like 25, 30, or 35 years old, in which they started to proving themselves for some kind of conditional love that they had with their parents. They trying through results to prove that they are enough to be loved. And that starts from the place of not being enough. That's why I already told you about the place of not personal development, rather than knowing self and becoming familiar with self. So that place of I'm not enough versus I'm already everything I could ever possibly dream of being. And when you are on the emotional base connected to that place, that's that magical part. Because one part is like clearing and cleaning everything which is stuck from the past, and that creates empty space. And in that empty space, if you let it be, then some things you're creating are starting to grow in a positive way. So that
Right.
manifesting part is coming from a clear ground. When we clear ground, there is a place for you to manifest from the real abundance in that way.
Yeah, when a founder is, first of all, are you actually teaching them jujitsu, or are you teaching them based on lessons that you've derived from jujitsu?
With jujitsu, it's like a more metaphor.
Got you. So you're taking your jujitsu expertise and you've built a system that's saying, hey, I'm doing mental jujitsu. And you, the founder, you, the busy person who on paper you feel like and look like you're checking all the boxes, but there might be something missing. And you can help out with that and help people find ways to fill that gap.
Yes. To start from themselves, to feel that good in their personal belonging with themselves in order to create from the most healthy and positive space for them. And because that is what martial arts are ultimate test of, because you're always alone with your thoughts, emotions, and everything what is going on. And you're always under some kind of a pressure and being tested and competing. And imagine, well, that you can compete without really competing with anyone else. Rather, you're like driven with your purpose. And not in a fluffy way, in a way that you are like, I'm living my standards. I'm training for 4 to 5 hours per day, that specific stuff which are developing me, and I'm not thinking about my goals. My goals are just a product of everything I'm doing on a daily, weekly basis or whatever.
And you know what strikes me, Luca, is they call entrepreneurship a full contact sport. And so when you're training yourself as a martial artist, I've done martial arts in the past, it's fun, it's just beautiful. I think all kids should do martial arts. I think people should know. You're training and you hope that you've trained enough and you're now facing off, squaring off with your opponent. And you have to have your skills in place. You have to have a sound mind. You have to be operating skillfully. You have to believe in yourself and you have to be very present in the moment. And I can just intuitively imagine how one can take pieces of that mentality and apply it to their work as an entrepreneur.
For sure. I would like to give you a suggestion to be my guest and at one session just to feel it in that way. So to have a little bit of play and without fighting, rather surrender within your internal
world. I'd love to.
So you're gonna feel that firsthand.
Yes, okay, great. I love it. Well, what should founders be thinking about when considering using your services? How do they know that this is something for them? And how do you proceed with that? You touched on a little bit already. You have a session where you discover things about them and you plan a way forward. But what should people be thinking about who are considering maybe doing something like this?
Okay. First filter I use is how on one side responsible they are, and they usually are, because for entrepreneurship is for me from time to time it's like eating glass. I like to call it that way, and like they're definitely responsible. But another part is how open they are for themselves, because for example 98% of all people you could give them, it's like in Matrix, it's red and blue pill. And in the end, for you, if you are willing to search the truth, from my experience, I'm talking with people and I'm like, if you're feeling free to try out something, if you're open to talk about something, it could be better or anything, I really love to contribute through first free session or whatever, for them to feel that maybe, because it's sometimes hard to refer that work with anything else, because we can from time to time go pretty deep into their mind and in some memories, in some parts of themselves that they are not even aware they are having. And from that point of view, I try to combine being extremely gentle on one side and extremely structured and relentless on another. And like we are talking, we are meeting each other, and if it connects and clicks, it is pretty normal and natural. Let's try to have one session, try it out, feel how you are feeling, and if you are able to feel the long-term vision of those tools and those kind of unlocking within you, it's amazing. We can try it out, and I'm working with people for usually for 4 months, and if they're willing to be, because that's some kind of a whole stuff which in average is needed for someone to go through, let's say, default, getting back to default of self within, and then everything is coming back in the internal world. And afterward, I really like to help people develop the internal skills for them to help self, to help people who they love, to help to, I don't know, some their partners, employees, whatever. So taking, you mentioned being a present, and all this is creating state of being present here and now as a default state, because we are not our emotions, we are not even our thoughts. No matter our IQ, it's not important in the end. It is important, but it is not. Because if we are being overwhelmed with overthinking, if we are feeling a guilt about something, if we are feeling that we are not enough, so we need always to prove, if we are afraid of being vulnerable, afraid of sadness, if we cannot stand being bored, those are just some manifestations on some deeper layers we are facing. And when we are connected on those parts, for example, you're having a lot of duality and polarity within our mind, because you're having people who are jumping from one extreme to another, from being extremely disciplined to being extremely hedonistic, to being totally open, to being totally closed. And when we connect those polarities, it's, imagine you're being able to have tears out of joy, to feel deep, pure sadness while you're feeling gratitude. And it's everything like that. We are like one with our thoughts, emotions, and when our systems are aligned, like everything is coming like this.
Yeah, and then we're able to see success. Luke, in the final moments of the show, I want to be able to, for people to be able to find you. What's the best way for people to find out more about Champion of Today?
Definitely my LinkedIn profile. You could potentially share, because that's main place where I share some useful content, to try to write about different stuff, etc. That is my ID.
LinkedIn nowadays,
with the business.
It's really the go-to for everyone for most stuff. Even you'll find whatever website and whatever else you need from there. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Luka Starcevic of Mental Jiu-Jitsu, Structural Identity at Work. Luca, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Thomas, so much. It was amazing to talk with you in this environment.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.